Brachos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Brachos Bavli, Daf Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, on the fourth line, Piska V'loi Zubil Vad V'chulei. Piska V'loi Zubil Vad V'chulei, Hekter Chalavim Ve'evorim, Ba'achidat Pachim, Mitzvosim Ad Shiale Amud Ashacha. Misha taught that not only this, but the Haktorah, the burning up of the Chalev, the fats and the limbs, and eating Pesach, the Korban Pesach, their mitzvah is until dawn. Anan Tanin and Achidat Pachim is we learn in our Mishnah eating psochim. Some did not teach eating psochim. Man tana achilas psochim, Rabbanon. The man deloy tana achilas psochim, Rabbi Eliezer. The one who taught eating psochim is the Rabbanon. The one who did not teach eating psochim is Rabbi Eliezer. He holds that the Torah permits only until midnight in eating the Korban Pesach. My time with Rabbi Eliezer, what's the reasoning or source for Rabbi Eliezer? Makan Laila Venem Lalon Laila. Ma Laila Shinem Lalon Chatzais Afkan Chatzais. It says here about eating the Pesach Laila, and it says there about Makus Bahois, about the smiting of the firstborn Laila. Just like there is midnight, also here it means midnight. Amar Bichuna Velis Kan Achilas Tzachim Afiliku Abonon Tanin and HaPesach Ach Chatzais Metames Yodaim. But Bichuna objects, even according to Rabbonon, eating Pesach should not be taught. A Mishnah teaches that Korban Pesach after midnight is metame the hands, for one may not eat it. The Mishnah taught only matters that midrabbanon must be done before midnight would be the eved, one may do them after midnight. Piska kol necholim liem echad v'chulei. The Mishnah taught that all korbanos that may be eaten for one day and a night, their mitzvah is until dawn. Kol necholim liem echad kodshim kalim. All korbanos, this includes kodshim kalim that are eaten for one day, such as a toida. Don't say that they decreed only about Kodshim Kadoshim, which are stringent. Imkei lama amru hachamim v'chole, the Mishnah said, if so, why do hachamim say until midnight? Im atu oime ad shalei amad ha-shachar, usaba shalei ala amad ha-shachar, nimsa oichel mitchayev. We explain that if you will say that it's until dawn, he thinks that dawn did not come yet, it turns out he eats and he will be liable for eating at that time. But since you tell him he can only eat it till chatzos, till midnight, even if he eats it after midnight mistakenly, he will not eat it after dawn, so he won't become liable. We come now to the next Mishnah. What's the time to recite the morning Shema? The mitzvah is from when it's light enough to distinguish between tcheles, which is a turquoise blue color, and white. Rebbe Eliezer Omar ben Tchilis Lekalsen Adonai Tzachama. Rebbe Eliezer said, it begins when one can distinguish between Tchilis and the color of green leeks, and it lasts until sunrise. Rebbe Yeshua Omer Ad Shalosh Shois Uken Defani Lochim Lamoid B'Shalosh Shois. Rebbe Yeshua, he says, it extends until 3 hours into the day, for this is when the kings rise. HaKoyu Mekan Ve'elech Lehifzid Ka'odam Shukoyu Bateiru. One who says Shema after this does not lose, means he's not punished for saying it now, but he does not fulfill the mitzvah. He's like one who reads the written Torah. The Gemara says, Kinim asnifim b'tcheles shebar l'lovin shebar. The Gemara says that our Mishnah means to distinguish between the tcheles in tzitzis and the white in tzitzis. Amar tamad de Rabbanon, what's the reasoning of the Rabbanon? Ru'isim oisoi min asamachloi. The answer is, the pasuk says, Ru'isim oisoi, and you'll see it, you can distinguish the tcheles from what is close to it. Then it's the time for Krishma. Umar time of Rabbi Eliezer, and what's the source of Rabbi Eliezer? Ruisim Oisoi Kadeshi Nika Ben Hatzavuim. That Ruisim Oisoi tells you that you can, so that Tcheles is recognized amidst different colors. Tani B'Shem Rabbi Meir Ruisim Oisoi in Ksiv Kan Ela Ruisim Oisoi. Not Oisa, but rather Oisoi. Magid Shukon Makaya Mitzvah Sitzis Ki'ilu Makabel Pnei Shchina. The Vice says the name of Rabbi Meir that it's not written Ruisim Oisa, in the feminine, like the word tzitzis. Rather, u'isem oisai, which is the masculine, referring to Hashem. This teaches that whoever fulfills the mitzvah of tzitzis, it is as if he receives the countenance of the Shechina. And we have a change in the girsa over here, and it should say, she'atcheles doimel ha'yam, v'ayam doimel ha'asavim, v'asavim doimel ha'vekiyah, v'vekiyah doimel ha'kisei ha'kovid, v'kisei ha'kovid, v'kisei doimel l'sapir, l'chziv, v'erev hinei al ha'vekiyah, al asher al roish, which is ha'kruvim, Ke'eben sapir kamara demus kisei. Tcheles resembles the sea. The sea resembles grass. Grass resembles the sky. The sky resembles the kisei ha'kavod, the divine throne. And the kisei ha'kavod resembles sapphire, as we quote from the pasuk in Yechezkel, Perek Yud, pasuk Aleph. And I saw, and behold, on the expanse that was over the heads of the kruvim, something like a sapphire stone, like the appearance of a throne, appeared upon them. Others say, "Uisim Maisoi teaches this in order that one can be 4 amos away from his friend and recognizes him." Bechista amar ta'adod acherim manan kaimen. Bechista asks, "What is the case of others?" In Ragil, afilo rochik kama hakim le. If he regularly sees his friend, then even if he's further, he recognizes him. In b'she'ena Ragil, afilo kov le, lo hakim le. And if he doesn't regularly see him, then even if he's closer, he won't recognize him. Elkian kaimen b'ragil u'she'ena Ragil, kahuda azil le, lachsanya v'asra kitzen. Rather, the case is, he sees him semi-regularly, like one who lodges with him at times. Itanitani ben ze'ev lekelev ben chamor la'arod. Some teach in order to recognize between a wolf and a dog, between a donkey and a roid, which is a wild donkey. Itanitani kedei shei rochek mechaviru abamis umakirei. Some teach in order that he is 4 amos away from his colleague and he recognizes him. Hubai meima min dama ben ze'ev lekelev ben chamor la'arod, kemanda amar ben tchiles lekarsem. Umanda ama kadeshi adam rochik mechaviru abba amis umakiroi, kumanda ama ben tchelis elavan. The Chista wanted to say that the one who said between a wolf and a dog, between a donkey and a roid, is like the opinion of between tchelis and leeks, and the one who said that if he's 4 amos away from his colleague, he recognizes him, is like the opinion of between tchelis and white. Aval amu misrasa imhanei tzachama kadeshi ismeich gul letfila venimsa mispalal bayom. However, they said that the ideal mitzvah is just before sunrise, in order to be semech gula tefila, that the bracha of gula of Gal Yisrael should be immediately before tefila, and it turns out that he prays at day, when the day begins. Again, ideally, daytime mitzvahs should be done after sunrise. Am Rabbi Zeira va'ana amrith taima yerucha im shamesh. Rabbi Zeira said, I will say the source. It's a pasuk in Tehillim pek, ayin beis pasuk hey, yerucha im shamesh means, may they fear you in front of the sun. Amama Ukva Abasikim Hayimashkimim Rukoinoisa Kadeshismahu La Trilasam Imane Tsachama. Ma'ugva said that the Vasikim, the very pious people, would rise early and recite Kriyishma in order to be Soimech, their Trila to it, at sunrise. Tani Amabyuda Ma'ase Shahisi Mahalech Padech Achwe Rabbelaza Benazaria Vachwe Vakiva Hayu Asukin Vemitzvus Vehigia Oinas Kriyishma Vahisi Sova Shema Nisyashu Mikriyishma. Rabbi Yehuda says in a baisa, a case occurred. I was once walking on the road behind Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and behind Rabbi Akiva, and they were engaging in going to do mitzvahs. The time for Krishma came, I thought they despaired from Krishma as one who was involved in the mitzvahs exempt from other mitzvahs. I recited Krishma and learned, and afterwards they began to recite it, and the sun was already at the top of the mountains as it was after sunrise. The Mishnah said, until sunrise, Zavdei Bereid Rav Yaakov Zavdei B'Shem Rav Yoina Kedeshutei Achama Metaftefet HaRoshe Ahorim. Zavdei Bereid Rav Yaakov Zavdei, quoting Rav Yoina, said that this time is when the sun begins to shine on the tops of the mountains. Rav Shuraime Ad Gimel Shois, and in the Mishnah, Rav Shura told us that the Zman HaKrishma in the morning extends until 3 hours. Rav Idi Rav Hamnuna Rav Ada Ba'acha B'Shem Rav Halacha Gubshura B'Sheicheich. Rav Idi Rav Hamnuna and Rav Ada Ba'acha, quoting Rav, said that the Halacha follows the Rishua for one who forgot to read it earlier. Rav Huna Amar Train Amar Yoraim Chad Amar B'Sheicheich. Rav Huna said, two Amarim discussed this. One said that the Halacha follows the Rishua for one who forgot to read it earlier. Agiv Leichavrei V'Chiyesh Halacha B'Sheicheich. Kachu Halacha. The other Amar said, no, is there Halacha for one who forgets? Rather, this is the Halacha. Why do they say for one who forgot? It's so that one will be zealous to recite it in its correct time.